Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix, the Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And it is that time of year. The greatest time of the year. Baseball season starts tomorrow.
Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. No. First of all, this is going to be coming out after baseball season started, so you're already dating yourself.
Okay. Well, hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what, everybody? We don't record these live
to
YouTube. Okay? we're thinking about it.
We are doing that. Hopefully, as soon as my Microsoft opens up.
Yeah. Well, baseball season is starting tomorrow, but the really greatest time of the year is draft season, NFL draft season. The draft is so much fun, and the Panthers have, through a series of trades, shaped their draft this year. No first-round pick, but two fairly early, one very early second-round picks, and I think picks throughout the rest of the draft. So most of them fairly early on. And we're going to talk about some guys. Guys that we could see in Panthers uniforms in what, about a month? I mean, today's the 27th. Is it the 27th of April? 28th of April?
Yeah, it's in the draft 20s. I know that. Yeah. It's coming up.
So we're basically a month away.
Yeah. I know. Usually we do this a little bit earlier, but we kind of slack because, well, let's be honest.
We didn't slack. I feel like this is about the right time. I mean, free agency's kind of slowing down. Just had our big signing today that if you haven't heard us talk about, go check out our Jadeveon Clowney reaction episode. But this feels like the right time.
Yeah,
a month before the draft feels like the right time.
I feel like we usually started a little earlier, but I felt like my wounds needed to heal from last season. So I still
nobody
have
wanted
scars.
To talk Panthers football for a while. We took like almost 2 months off.
Yes. I'm pumped now. We are talking about it.
Yeah. I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited to get back to recording a lot and talking about the Panthers. And today, who are we starting with, Jerry?
We are going to start off with Texas wide receiver Adonai Mitchell. I believe that is how you say his name. If I said it wrong, I'm sorry. Not like Adonai is going to be watching or listening to this.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
A junior out of Missouri City, Texas, 6'2", 205 pounds, ran a 4.34 40-yard dash, 1.52 10-yard split, 39.5-inch vertical, broad jump 11.4. Those last couple ones, no one knows except interior guys. But we know the 4.34 is good.
Yeah, the 4.34 is real good. And one of these guys we were talking about that's just freaking fast. Speed is something we haven't had the wide receiver position. Speed and some of the other things this guy has together. Just not something we've had since, Steve Smith?
I don't know.
I mean, Ted Ginn.
Yeah,
who have we had
know.
Recently that's fast with good hands? I mean, Ted Ginn didn't have good hands, but
DJ
it'd be
Moore
nice.
Had some good hands, but
but was he?
It
fast?
Took him a while.
He wasn't 4.3 fast.
I want to say he was. We'll have to look that up.
All right, we'll
we're
find
trying
that
to
out.
Keep
we'll
these shorter. That. So
sorry, I derailed us already.
We need to get a scratch noise whenever one of us derails, like right now. Adonai Mitchell was a 3-star recruit out of Missouri City, Texas, before playing his senior season in Tennessee, where he was named the 2019 Tennessean Regional 5-6A Athlete of the Year. I mean, he played 1 year and got that. So Adonai committed to Georgia after initially committing to Ole Miss, flip-flopper, after winning two national championships at Georgia, including catching the 40-yard touchdown late in the fourth quarter to put them ahead in the 2022 national championship game. In 2023, he transferred to Texas because he wanted to be closer to his daughter. In his lone season at Texas, he was named 2023 second team All Big Ten. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with him transferring, especially because he said he wanted to be close to his daughter because he said he graduated out of Tennessee. And I was like, how did he have a daughter in Tennessee? That was just a random thing. And then I had to do some more digging. It looks like he was picked up from you know, one of those high schools that always has the greatest team.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
I would assume that's happened. I mean, I can't 100% say that, but growing up in Texas, then all of a sudden go to Tennessee, get athlete of the year. Yeah, that just seems
one of the factories, one of the football factories. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Texas seems to be where you'd want to be, but again, it's full of great players. So,
yeah. And you got to
maybe stand out a little more. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully his daughter will be able to come to Carolina with him if the Panthers draft him.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I like that. I like that he made that decision.
No, I did too. Like, usually when
you think that speaks to character.
So, in 2021 with Georgia, he played in 15 games, had 29 receptions, 426 yards, and 4 touchdowns. In 2022, he only got 6 games, 9 receptions, 134 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So his daughter may be part of the problem, part of the reason. Yeah, not the problem. I'm sorry. I meant part of the reason.
Kids, man.
Yeah, mine got me sick, so. But his play time did decrease, so maybe transferring to Texas, you know. Games, 14 in Texas, 55 receptions, 845 yards receiving, and 11 touchdowns. 11 touchdowns.
That's more like it. More like it. Yeah, I mean, I like him. I like a taller receiver, you know, 6'2". It's good. But there are some cons. Let's start with the cons first. We'll do the pros and cons. We'll start with the cons.
I always like to end on pros. I'm sorry. That's how I write it out, because I want to be positive towards these guys because they've worked hard.
They have worked hard. So we'll go light on the cons. All right. Some of the cons. Unpolished. You mentioned it. You know, didn't play a ton in high school. He's less than 100 games in college. 35 games, excuse me. 35 games in college. So may need some polishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Lacks effort in run blocking. Okay. Hello, every wide receiver in the league. Right.
Except named Steve Smith, who would.
Except a few. But that's not something that we haven't seen. Although with him and Deontay Johnson together, that might be a problem. Takes plays off when he's not the primary target. Again, I mean, we see that from some of the greatest receivers in the league. Will rely on catching the ball with his body instead of using his hands. Don't love that.
Sometimes
they have a problem in the NFL.
Sometimes when the ball's thrown up, what typically he could catch it with his hands, he'll instead kind of lean back to catch it with his body and cradle it. So
The guys that let the ball come to him, seems like that gets picked a lot.
But that's not – he can catch with hands. Don't say that he doesn't have good hands.
Okay. You wrote these cons, not me.
I'm sorry. I just want to point that out because I could see someone in Texas saying, he has great hands. I'm not saying that. He just sometimes relies on cradling it a little too much.
He doesn't always catch with his hands. And then he lets smaller corners contest catching the ball with his hands. Again, exactly what we said, right?
Yeah.
Like, he lets the ball come to him. That allows corners that maybe he should easily beat get past him.
Yeah. He needs to be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
Something
you can coach.
That being said, here's the pros list. He
catches with his hands.
He's fast and a good size.
Yeah.
Excellent at tracking the ball in the air. I was watching his highlight reel. It's amazing to actually watch it because Ewers, the quarterback at Texas, underthrows him or overthrows him so much. But this guy tracks the ball in the air 20 yards and can maneuver himself in it. His cuts are so slick. Very smooth cuts and fast route running. Like, you'll just see him go, doo-doo, and the quarter is just 10 yards down the field on the opposite side. It is very smooth and fast. It is very impressive. He has a good fat first step to beat man press coverage and knows how to get open, especially deep. Like, this guy somehow gets open. Obviously, in college, it's going to be different than the NFL, where the corners are a lot better, but Yeah. He gets open.
One of the things that I was reading about him was that just, I mean, and you mentioned it, but I would like to talk about it a little more, is that he's an elite route runner. Like, he is one of, and again, Deontay Johnson, that's something he's known for, being an elite route runner. So to have, you know, Thielen, very good route runner. Like, to have a full complement of wide receivers that are great route runners, pretty good.
Yeah.
Something you like. But yeah, that was one of the, you know, that's, I think, some of the websites I was looking at, that was kind of his highest rated skills was, you know, elite route running.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like he is, if he played another year, I think he's an easy first round talent. I think
he might still be.
100%. I put him in here because I was reading mocks, and that's who I judge on who we need to like look at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they had us picking him, and I like, once I watched his tape and really got into him, this guy could be the guy. Yeah. Now, again, very little on, less than 39 games played in college. I mean, and he lacks some effort, so you got to worry a little bit about, hey, is this guy going to be a wide receiver diva, or is he going to be put the work in?
Again, wouldn't be the first at wide receiver.
It wouldn't be the first diva in the NFL that just didn't want to put the work in. He got his paycheck and left.
Right.
Not saying he would. I don't know.
Not saying that that's what he is. But, you know, the taking plays off stuff, again, I mean, I see that every Sunday. That doesn't bother me too much. I would prefer if he was, you know, just a rabid dog like Steve Smith, and just even on the plays off, he's just getting in the corner's face and, you know,
ice
like
up,
basically crawling inside his face mask, you know, like Steve Smith used to do. But not every wide receiver's hardly any wide receivers are like that, right?
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. So that doesn't bother me too much. I read he had good hands. So let's be very clear on that. He has good hands. What we're saying is he doesn't always go up and get the ball. Okay.
Yes.
That's all we were saying.
I would be 100% ecstatic if we got him, because I see number one receiver potential all over him. Like,
wow,
it is very good. Again, you're gonna have to put work into him. Your coaching staff is gonna have to be there, make sure he does it, and everything else. So
yeah,
that relies on coaching, and if he falls to us, because
yeah.
Look at Mingo. Mingo started getting better towards the end of the season. That may be his route too, where he's not a great out of the gate, but he can start coming on later on.
Yeah. Well, having a guy like Adam Thielen on your team, you know, nice veteran wide receiver who's had success, he's going to command some respect from these young guys. And, you know, that's going to help. I don't remember who our wide receiver coach is.
I don't either. I don't. I remember last year's, but I don't remember. I think he's probably a transfer over from Tampa. It seemed like he brought a lot of his staff.
Likely, yeah. Well, pretty good receivers at Tampa, so.
Yeah.
Let's try to model after that. All right. Any? Do we want to like rank these guys? I'm not sure.
I don't think we want to rank them yet.
I'll tell you what. Right now, he's the number one wide receiver we've talked about.
100%. If the draft was today, we were on the clock. With all the knowledge I have done, he's our pick.
That may change next week. We'll see. All right, I think that's going to do it. We are back with our second draft profile. I probably won't keep count every time.
I hope
maybe
not.
After like the third or fourth, I'll stop. But right now, we've only done another one. So this is our second. And we're talking about another, you know, first one was a wide receiver, massive position of need. This next one, I feel like maybe a little less of a position of need, but still one where you want to have a young guy, a contributor, right? Who are we talking about here?
We are talking about edge rusher Chop Robinson out of Penn State Jr. 6'3", 254 pounds. Ran a 4.48 40-yard dash. I am not going to read the rest because none of us don't understand those.
What's his broad jump?
His broad jump is 10 feet 8 inches.
That feels like pretty good.
I'm assuming so. okay. Now, here's another name I struggle to pronounce and will butcher. Demian Robinson was given his nickname Pork Chop at birth, but as he got older, he just shortened it to Chop. I mean, I don't blame him for that. Chop sure. was a
better
five...
than pork.
Yeah, definitely
shorted it pork.
Chop was a five-star recruit that ranked number 22 nationally overall coming out of high school. He ended up signing with Maryland, probably to eat some crab cakes because crab cakes and football is what Maryland does, but later transferred to Pitt State and became 2023 first team All Big Ten and now enters the draft. So, do you want to read the stats? You're just shaking your head, I feel
sure.
like.
Sure. So, 3 years in college, right? First year, 2021, he had 2 sacks. 2022, 5 sacks. 2023, 9 sacks. So, not the most sacky of guys, but let's see. 18 hurries, 34 hurries, 9 hurries. 34 hurries in 2022, only 5 sacks. That's a lot of hurries. It's a lot of hurries. His PFF grades off the charts. In 2021, 64.3. That's his lowest grade. 2022 and 2023, 90.6 and 90.8. That's what you like to see.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, I'll read the cons here. His con. All right,
pros and cons. We always start with the cons.
Always start with the cons. We want to end on a high note here. For as good as those PFF grades are, he really didn't get to the quarterback. His production was kind of low overall for some of his physical attributes. I mean, again, he was ranked 22 in the nation. So yeah. He
coming
was
out of high school, right?
Yeah, coming out of high school. Second edge rusher coming out of high school that year. I mean, you would expect a little bit more. Needs to work on his hand placement when he gets going. He can kind of get pushed off with his hands. Needs to work on more diversity in his pass rush. We will get into his pros, but besides his speed rush, he needs to work on something else. Whether it's a spin or something else.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Club. Short strides cause him not to cover as much ground. Basically, this kind of leans into the aspect of him not getting to the quarterback as much, is he doesn't have that long gait to get there quickly. He's very fast and very quick, but sometimes his steps are a little bit smaller than normal pass rushers, and he takes a little bit longer to get to there.
Interesting. Well, his pros, his first step, quite fast. Right.
Insanely fast.
Yeah. In college, you can get away with that kind of being your only trick if it's fast enough. In the pros, you need it more. But good to have that because, again, if you don't have that in college, you're not going to really develop that so much in the NFL. So having that coming into the NFL is great. Freakish athlete. I like drafting guys that have the tools and just haven't been able to put it all together. But you can obviously see the God-given gifts, right? And it feels like he has that.
Yeah, he has God-given.
Yeah. Doesn't quit. High motor. Relentless. Dog.
Yeah, I mean, he'll continue chasing after the play after it's passed him by. You've seen it many times. I've seen it many times where a play gets blown. Like a guy's running and all of a sudden someone out of the blue just comes up behind him and tackles him or knocks the ball out. You know, that's the type of guy he is.
Yeah. Good. And then able to drop into coverage if needed. So we saw that with Burns quite a bit while he was here, dropping into coverage. Peppers dropped in the coverage all the time when he was with the Panthers, especially early on. Good skill to have.
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Burns coming out of college, to be honest with you. That he had,
I was thinking that as we were reading the pros and cons, I was thinking about that.
That he has that very fast first step, but that's mostly what he has. That he Burns did develop, and he got the spin move. He got the rip. I can't think of what it's called, but he has a couple moves now in his arsenal, and that helps him out.
Yeah, but Burns, another guy that, you know, it took him a while to actually get to the quarterback consistently. Mm-hmm. He would get close. He would have hurries, but actually getting sacks, I mean, he's only had one 10-plus sack season.
So,
but we saw how much havoc he could create even without actually getting down the quarterback.
Correct. I saw some comps to Micah Parsons, and I thought that was insane. I remember watching Micah Parsons when we did that draft profile. I should have grabbed it. Micah Parsons was the best player in that draft, and it was hands down easily understandable. So those people, I don't see how you could compare him and Micah Parsons coming out of college and say, oh yeah, they're about the same. No.
I mean, I would, maybe they're saying
his first step,
same types of skills, but obviously Chop may not be to the level, but same kind of player. Maybe that's what they're talking about. I don't know. A versatile guy. I mean, Micah Parsons is an extremely versatile player. Like, he gets to the quarterback, but he plays coverage very well.
Oh yeah, he's a great player. Like,
yeah. So I mean, that could kind of be what they're thinking, I guess. But I'll have to go watch more tape on him. But drafting an edge, especially one with a high ceiling, or one of our first two picks, I would not be sad about it at all.
No, I mean, he has the God-given gifts of being a great player. Now, he hasn't put it all together, or at least in my opinion, he hasn't put it together to be...
I mean, the numbers, I think, say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he can be. I think it's going to go back to coaching. The good thing is, from everything I've read, he's a good quality guy, a high motor guy. I know that's like the common phrase, but he's a guy that's not going to quit on a play. And that says something to me, that maybe that he was willing to put in the work to do it.
Hey, I like guys like this. When Burns was drafted, I remember a lot of people thought that was a bit of a reach.
It was a reach.
I mean, but you could, the gifts were there. The skills were there. They just needed to be directed and honed. So I like, give me some Chop, man. Give me a side of Chop. I'd love it.
Yeah, I do. I would be happy with him just because I do think he has those physical tools that could break out. I do worry that he was a physical specimen coming out of high school and he still hasn't put it together playing for Penn State, mm-hmm. which is a premier program. So it does worry me a little bit, but yeah, I think you could. I would be very easily swayed to signing his paperwork.
Okay, so I know they've said best player available.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to the extent that you believe that, I feel like you believe it more than I do, but I think best player available within reason. Here's our five positions that we want to kind of look at.
Yes, but
best player available within these guys. Yeah, so edge would rank where for you on your list of, let's say, four positions? Where would edge rank in terms of need for the
Panthers? Probably two or three.
Okay, so wide receiver one?
I think wide receiver one, just because this is the off season of Young, because they're doing everything in their power to make him better. And as much as I like Deontay Johnson's signing, Adam Thielen's here, and Jonathan Mingo's coming into his second season, I think Johnson's here for 1 year. Thielen's getting long in the tooth. Mingo hasn't shown anything. Get another guy, especially in this type of draft where one of these receivers will most likely fall to you that has mid-range first-round talent just because of how deep it is.
So, edge, Number two or three, what would maybe two be? Corner?
Corner.
Yeah.
Especially right now. J.C. Horn, starter, always injured. And yeah. Troy Hill, I mean, again, Dane Jackson, Johnson, I mean, none of these guys really, I like Troy Hill, but no, none of these guys I feel like will be long-term answers. If J.C. Horn's healthy, yes, long-term answer, but I can't trust him.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, before you said that, like, all right, we've got Horn and Gilmore starting, and then, like, for some reason, I've already got Gilmore in my head that he's going to be here, but and maybe by the time you listen to this, he will be, but yeah, with only Horn, really, corner might be my number one.
And I get that.
Yeah, assuming they don't do anything else.
I get that.
Corner would be one, but wide receiver would be 1A or 2, you know, very close. And then I think edge for me. So I would say.
Yeah, I said 2-3. I think I talked myself into doing 3-2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I still think wide receiver 1 for me, just because.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, 1A maybe for me, but tight end always kind of just top of the list for me. Right. And then the list really starts, but just it's like the tight end list.
Tight end and kickers, man. That's all you're about. You like those glutes.
Hey, you know, tight ends are very important. And when you have a good one, it's a luxury. So I don't know. I mean, going into the season with Tommy Tremble just doesn't excite me. We're going to talk about a tight end on one of our next two episodes.
All right. We want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter at Meow Mix Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmixpodcast.com. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the show.
We'll be back. Sorry, something just kicked in. We'll be back. We'll be back soon to talk about some more draft profiles. Until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding.
Eat your gummy safely, people. Wow.